News. I'm Laura Winters. The four-day truce between Hamas and Israel appears to be holding for a second day, and more hostages are expected to be released this Saturday. 24 hostages released Friday, 13 Israelis, 10 Thai, and one Filipino hostage let go. Israel believes Hamas still holding roughly 215 hostages right now in Gaza. President Biden in Nantucket, Massachusetts for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend commenting on the latest developments.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well. Early this morning, 13 Israeli hostages were released, including an elderly woman, a grandmother, and mothers with their young children, some under the age of 6 years old.
He's also asked by reporters why no Americans were in the first group of hostages let go.
I don't trust Hamas to do anything right. I only trust Hamas to respond to pressure.
Now, later in the day, the President and First Lady attending a tree lighting ceremony. Pro-Palestinian protesters there chanting Free Palestine. You can hear them over the Christmas music that was being played on the square. Now, this protest, similar to the one at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, here's USA's Skip Kelly.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appears they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests.
And that's USA's Skip Kelly reporting, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA News for your health now. There's been a spike in respiratory illnesses in China, which has caught the attention of the WHO, the World Health Organization, the situation being investigated. To politics now, here in the United States, there is a push online for a third-party ticket, USA's John Schaefer reports.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
In other news, it turns out law enforcement in New York State believes a married couple was in that car that crashed and burst into flames at the U.S.-Canada border, which triggered a terrorism alert the day before Thanksgiving this week. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
The crash happened Wednesday morning at Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Law enforcement sources say the married couple was in a Bentley that was driving at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb and a guardrail, which sent it flying through the air and exploding upon impact, killing both of them.
And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg writing on X that he has been briefed by Department of Transportation staff in New York and Washington, D.C. on that explosion and that he's in contact with his Canadian counterpart. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.